These are tough times for the Republican Party. Not only has the GOP lost the White House, but a recent Washington Post ABC News poll showed that only about 1 in 5 Americans call themselves Republicans. Now, some GOP leaders are setting out to reshape their message. As NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports, they're finding the biggest challenge coming from within the party.
Listen to what former Vice President Dick Cheney said yesterday on the CBS show Face the Nation.
We are what we are. We're Republicans. We have certain things we believe in. And maintaining our loyalty and commitment to those principles is vital to our success.
But it's not quite that simple. There's more than one kind of Republican. There are conservatives who prize economic and national security issues over social ones. Think Colin Powell. Then there are more ideological Republicans who hew to a conservative social agenda, anti-abortion, anti-immigration, anti-government in general. Many of these follow conservative talk show host Rush Limbaugh. So which kind of Republican was Mr. Cheney talking about?
Well, if I had to choose in terms of being a Republican, I'd go with Rush Limbaugh, I think.
Mr. Cheney thinks a strict social conservatism is the foundation of the party, but not everyone agrees with him.
This is the inaugural kickoff event for the National Council for New America.
Congressman Eric Cantor, many call him the new face of the Republican Party. His new organization recently held the first of a series of town hall meetings for Republicans. Cantor calls it a conversation with America. One of the conservative stars at the first meeting was the former governor of Florida, Jeb Bush.
From the conservative side, it's time for us to listen first, to learn a little bit, to upgrade our message a little bit, to not be nostalgic about the past, and then there will be a new generation of leaders that will lead.
Those words were music to the ears of moderate Republicans in Congress, like Mark Kirk of Illinois.
I welcome their rethinking the politics of the 21st century. They should. I believe that the party that most strongly represents the needs of suburban families is the way we should go.
What exactly is that agenda? Kirk says just ask almost any American family what the government should address.
They'll give you a very clear answer. Economy, education, healthcare, environment. Almost in that order. And that's the agenda that we should advance then here in the Congress.
Now listen to some words Kirk didn't list. Abortion, gay marriage, immigration. Those have become fault lines within the Republican Party, and social conservatives hate the idea that those issues would take a lower place on the party's agenda. One of those social conservatives with a very powerful pulpit in the party is Rush Limbaugh.
Okay, the liberals advance an idea like we need national health care, and rather as conservatives stand up and say, no, we don't need national health care. We stand up and say, well, let's see if we can accept the premise and maybe make it better on the margins. Let's do a listening tour and let's find out what the people want and pander to them and so forth.
Limbaugh says Eric Cantor's work to broaden the party's appeal is tearing apart the Republican base, to which Cantor replies,
we don't ever lose our principles by going out and discussing and growing the debate.
And Cantor's group, the National Council for a New America, is growing. The advisory board now includes Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal, and other party luminaries. They're focusing on national security and economic issues. For example, proposing deeper spending cuts and opposing President Obama's plan to close the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. That's what they're focusing on for now, anyway. What they'll do next is up for debate within the party. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.